Thank you very much. I was asked to speak about the topic of Chumris. I remember about 15-20 years ago, Dr. Lam had a think tank to try to plan ahead the future of modern orthodoxy. I was invited to participate maybe to two sessions, and then they decided I didn't belong in that group. I remember one of the two sessions that I attended, one of the regular participants gave a whole presentation about the definition of centrist orthodoxy with the eight nafkaminas, differences between centrist orthodoxy and the right-wing orthodoxy. All the chesroinus of the right-wing orthodoxy. The Yaguda was the boogeyman, they're the right-wing orthodoxy. And I remember Nat Lewin, who was one of the people on the think tank, he said, "Halavai my daughters would marry someone from their Israel." He lives near Baltimore. "Halavai they should marry someone." He would be thrilled. And I remember this the speaker was giving all the eight nafkaminas, and one of the nafkaminas was that we stand for co-education. So Mr. Kurt Rothschild, who now lives in Yerushalayim, was one of the members of the think tank. He said, "Strike off the co-education." He says, "In Germany we went to co-ed schools, but in America and Canada it just doesn't work. Forget about the co-education." And then one of the other nafkaminas, one of the main eight nafkaminas, was the philosophy of Chumra, that that the right wing is always looking for Chumras, and the centrist orthodox just wants to know what the din is. They're not interested in any Chumras. So the same speaker, I heard the drasha at the think tank. And then for those who didn't attend the think tank, there were only 25 people there, so this person was invited to speak in the yeshiva once. It was on a Tuesday night, so I gave a shiur. I didn't attend the Chazor Shia, the repetition of the same lecture. But the students came to me the next day, and they told me that the speaker mentioned that the Mishnah Brura invented a new expression, Hamachna Tova Ola Bracha, and that's not centrist orthodoxy. We don't hold from that stuff. That's the Mishnah Brura invented that term. So that year the yeshiva was learning Masechah Shabbos Perikira. And the boy had just learned the day before, that morning. Taisus, the Gemara talks about Klisheni, where the Klisheni is Mavash and Melech and the Klisheni. So Taisus has the expression, Hamachma Tova Ola Bracha. Shulchan quotes the Lashon from Taisus, so he hacked off the speaker. He said, "What do you mean Mishnah Brura invented that expression? It's in Taisus. The Balei Taisus had that expression." The Mishkan as Yankiv has, in the middle of his long tshuva about the Erevin, where he corresponded with the Beis Ephraim, so the Mishkan as Yankiv has a footnote. The whole Mishkan as Yankiv is in Rashi script, and the footnotes are in bold block letters. It's easier to find. So he has a note where he writes that the Hasidic Ashkenaz introduced a new theme into Psak Halacha, which didn't exist before. The earlier generations, the Democrats voted Democrat, and the Republicans voted Republican. The Sephardim followed the Sephardi Psak, the Ashkenazim followed the Ashkenazi Psak, and the Amaram, that was it. And the Hasidic Ashkenaz, including the Maharam Rutenberg at that period, introduced a new theme into Psak Halacha to try to be choshish for all of the Shittas. So we have in about 10 different places in Shulchan Aruch, they quote suggestions from the Maharam Rutenberg. The second night of Rosh Hashanah, there's a machlekes where they say Shafyonu and the Kiddush, so you should have a Beged Chodesh or Pi Chodesh to be Yotzi, they call Shittas. And it says in Hilchas Chala that there's a machlekes Atanaim and a machlekes the early Bishanim and the late Bishanim, where the Yechai ben Chala, if you have the Shir Chala, but you only mixed it together with May Peris, where the May Peris is Mitzarev, or only one of the Zayim Mashkin is Mitzarev. So the Maharam Rutenberg recommends you should always mix in some significant amount of water, so for sure Yechai ben Chala, you won't have to be Machish Chala without a bracha, it'll be a Vadechiv. V'cheinu v'cheinu, Shulchan Aruch quotes, I think, more than 10 places scattered about suggestions from the Maharam Rutenberg, which is along this style. There is such an Indian to be machma, to be yotzei, they call ashitas. And even if we have a psak amakubal, even if we have already a psak lohakel, in the Tanaim and the Mishnais, you have in Beitza like that. There is an inyan to be choshish for the Shitas Hayochid. We have a klal, the Safik Deraisa Lechumra. Safik Deraisa Lechumra, really, Mikra Din only applies if it's a Safik Ashokal, approximately 50-50. But if you have 95% of the Pasuk hold one way, 5% hold 95% hold L'Akel, 5% hold L'Achmer, so that's not really called a Safik Deraisa Lechumra because of the 5% to say L'Achmer. But the Torah's Midas Chasidus, you have in the Gemara like that, to be choshish for the minority opinion is, as an act of Midas Chasidus, is considered a Safik Deraisa. Why? Because we know, we learn the Gemara says, Orlo B'chutz L'Oretz is one of the few exceptions to the rule, it's a mitzvah libor, it's an agricultural mitzvah, and still it applies in Chutz L'Oretz. So the Gemara has a machlokes how to read the Mishnah, whether this din Orla b'chutz l'aretz is midrabbanan, hilchas medina, or it's halacha l'moshe m'sinai. The Mishnah says mehalacha. So the Gemara has a machlokes. So the Gemara says, well, we have a Mishnah in Orla that says that safek Orla b'chutz l'aretz is mutter. So isn't it a dead giveaway that Orla b'chutz l'aretz is only midrabbanan? If Orla b'chutz l'aretz min hatorah, so it should be safek deraisa l'chumer. Halacha l'moshe m'sinai is deraisa. The Gemara answers, no, kach nemer halacha. That's the halacha was formulated like that. Vado asur and sfeika muta. Safek arla b'chutz l'aretz is muta. So the Gemara says included in the kula of safek arla b'chutz l'aretz is muta is even if you have vekel b'aretz halacha k'moisa b'chutz l'aretz. Let's say there's an issue of arla, shayla v'arla in Eretz Yisrael, and 95% of the poskim say lahachmir and 5% say lahakil. So the din is that you go lahachmir. Eretz Yisrael, even if it will be 50-50, we go l'achmer. Certainly there's 95% l'achmer and 5% l'achmer, you go l'achmer. But since there is a 5% of the poskim or of the opinion l'hakel, kol ha-mekel b'aretz, halacha k'maaseh b'chutz l'aretz. That's considered a safek with respect to safek arla b'chutz l'aretz. So the Ran on the Rif writes in the end of the first parak in Kiddushin, the Gemara has this whole discussion about the arla b'chutz l'aretz. So the Ran coins an expression, coins a term, it's considered a safek kolderu. When you have a machlok, is 95% of the poskim, 95% of the Tanaim say one way, 5% say the other way. We truly pass like the 95%, but we have a klal. What it means is that just because the minority opinion was outvoted doesn't mean that they made a mistake. Beisham and the Beisil disagreed, so the Beisham were working with Midrash HaTorah and the Midrash HaSban. Beisil were working with Midrash HaTorah and the Midrash HaSban. Each one was looking at the whole body of halacha from a different perspective, from a different angle. And the Gemara says, Eilu v'yelu divi l'kim chayim. So not only does it mean Eilu v'yelu divi l'kim chayim, that when you learn the Shitas Beishamai, when you learn Yevamos, the Afyomi people are learning Yevamos now, so the Gemara has, Beishamai has an opinion that's absolutely not accepted. The Maimer, the Beishamai, is Koyim and Ator, it's a Dim and Ator. We don't accept that opinion. So you know in advance, then we're not going to pass them like that. So shouldn't it be bitul teret to spend? We spend a lot of time on that sugya, but maimel beisham. Exactly what a beisham my home? Isn't it bitul teret? So the Gemara says no, it's not bitul teret. Beisham was working with the Midrash HaTorah and the Midrash HaSban. It's considered a cheftza shel Torah, and when you learn that, it's dibur l'kim chayim. So you're in fulfillment of the mitzvah of Talmud Torah, but it's something more than that. Not only does it mean it's a cheftza shel Torah, you're in fulfillment of the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. We say that it's even Nugei Al-Halacha. The Ran says it's considered a Safik Koldehu. It's not a real Safik, it's not a 50-50. Safik is 95% Lahachmer, and 5% of the Pasukim say Lahakal. So that constitutes a Safik Koldehu. And again, to Orla B'chutz L'aretz, that's enough. You say Safik Orla B'chutz L'aretz Lahakal, even if it's a Safik Koldehu. It's more Lahakal than a Sveika Derabbanu L'kula. You have a Safik Derabbanu L'kula, it's only if it's approximately 50-50. 95% l'hachmer, 5% l'hakel, that's not called the Safik derabbanan l'kula. The Safik arla b'chutz l'aretz is a Safik deraisa, and you still you go l'hakel because kach ne'emar halacha, any Safik kol derum. Same as b'negei ta'avelus, the Gemara says, halacha k'derab ekel ba'avil, you go l'kula, and the Ramban in the Torah Sodom quotes the Tosis in Ervin, we have the Tosis in Ervin, word for word, Tosis quotes from the Tshuva Sabrinim, Ashkenazim, Paskan, that all Abelis is only the Rabban Abelis. And Rishon, Yeshiva, and Shloshim, Yubas, Chodesh, everything is the Rabbanim. But the Shitas HaGoinim, which the Svardim have adopted, is that Abelis Yom Rishon is their Reis. There are certain aspects of Abelis that's their Reis. And still, even if Abelis is their Reis, you still say Halachuk the Ramekel Ba'obel. It's not based on the cloud that Sofik the Rabban Lakula. it's like Safek Orla B'chutzlar's Lahakil. It's a bigger and a better heter. Even though Orla B'chutzlar is deraisa, it's still go Lahakil, and you go Lahakil more than Sveka Derabam Lakuda. Even if it's Yochid B'machim Rabin. The same is true regarding Avelis. Even in those areas of Avelis, which would be deraisa, Tosis quotes from the Chuvas Agami still say that you go Lahakil. Why? Because it's considered a Safek Kolduhu. That's considered a Safek Kolduhu. So just like it's a Safek Kolduhu Lahakil, when you have 95% say Lahachmer, 5% say Lahakil, it's a Safek Kolduhu. When you get to Safek Avelis, when you get to Safek Orla B'chutzlar, it's considered a Safek Deraisa Lahachmer. 95% say Lahakil, 5% say Lahachmer. It's not a Safek Deraisa Lahachmer. You don't tell everybody the Mukhif to be Machmer. It's only Safek Kolduhu. It's not nowhere near 50-50. But Midas Chassidus, you find in the Mishnayos and Beitza and other Gemaras that Tanoim would be choshish for the Shita Sayochim. I was told, I don't remember ever seeing this myself, I was told Rav Nissen Alpert that the following was an occurrence that he saw several times. Rav Moshe was a sweetie pie. Whenever they would invite Rav Moshe to a wedding, he would always come. And Rabbi Michal Shurkin says jokingly that a girl who got married those years and Rabbi Moshe wasn't at the wedding, the girl is Becheskes Priya. Moshe was invited and he knew what it meant that he should come, so he would always come to the wedding. So Rabbi Moshe would come on time, and he would fill out the ksuba. They gave him a printed ksuba, he would fill in the date and the names and shite. Then Rabbi Lezer Shilder would fly in from Shinshineti if he was at the same wedding together. He would take the ksuba Rav Moshe filled out, he would rip it up the monster till you're in front of everybody. He said, no, you have to be choshish for the sheet of the Tana Rav Yudah, the Mishnah Gittin, that a get has to be written in Shema. Shtori Mamon don't have to be written in the Shema. So Rav Yudah is of the opinion that there's a Xerim in the Rabbanon. Shar Shtori is of the Gittin, just like by a get in the Shema. So we don't pass like Rav Yudah, but Rabbi Lezer Shulva was machmer for the sheet of Sayochid to pop Rav Moshe over the head, to rip up the ksuba in front of everybody. Okay. He was a character, with a capital, everybody knew it. Lazer Silver was a colorful tamachah, very colorful. So Moshe wouldn't say boo, he wouldn't bat an eyelash, he would just sit there. But Moshe wrote tshuvas. So Moshe has in one of his tshuvas, he writes about this inyan being machmer like the Shita Sayochan. So he writes in the middle of a tshuva, b'toch hadvar, would anybody think that it constitutes a midas chassidus to be machmer for the Shita's Rav Yudah to write a get to Shmo from the beginning to the end? No, that has no sense. The only time it makes sense to be machmer for the Shita Sayochid is the Yochid is over there, the Rabbah are over there. But if we're all sitting together and it was de Laminya, they were outvoted, then there's no Minas Chassidus. Because the Gemara says in Brochitz Daf Lamed Vav, even though the original member of Eil Vieta Divil Kim Chaim was formulated in the Gemara in Erevin at the end of the first Berk with respect to Bisham and Bisilo, that's all mitigated to Talmud Torah. When you learn Shittas Beis Shammai, it's not considered Bittul Torah, it's a Heftas Shal Torah, so it's a mitzvah of Talmud Torah. But to be choshish for Shittas Beis Shammai, or to be maker like Beis Shammai, if there's machlokes Beis Shammai Mitzilul in Eretz Yisrael, and you get to Orlo, Beis Shammai Shittas, the Gemara has Beis Shammai Shittas is that there's no Orlo on berries that grow on a bush, only Orlo on fruits that grow on a tree. A bush is not considered a titan called its machem. The still hold not so a bush is like a tree and it has a din of orla. So you're going to say kalamekel bar tzalachik moshe b'chutzlo since Beis Shammai and mekel in Eretz Yisrael, that constitutes a sofik orla b'chutzlo. You can mekel on berries on a bush. So the Gemara says no, because the Gemara's loshen is Beis Shammai b'makom misil ain a mishnah. We don't follow Beis Shammai at all. But since Beis Shammai shuldik, they're worse than anybody else. Whenever there's a machloikis, he say kalamekel bar tzalachim moshe b'chutzlo. So why Beis Shammai less than anybody else? So Moshe says because they were together. Beis Shammai were together. They were on the Laminya. They were outvoted. Goodbye. They were outvoted. So Moshe says the same as Rav Yudah in the Mishnah. He was together with the other Tanaim. He was outvoted. He doesn't think that you accomplish any great midas chassidus by being choshish Rav Yudah shita. You don't always say el v'yel adibil kim chayim. When you get to the halacha lemaisa aspect, that it's considered a Safek Kolduhu. When it's on the Laminyan, it's only Dibbele Kim Chaim, that it's a Chefzah Shal Torah, it's not Dibbele Torah, but it's not halacha lemaisa. You have in the Gemara also that sometimes, if you have a machlokes, Rabin Kenegel Yochid, let's say 95% of the Tanoim say Lachnan, 5% say Lachil, and it's an issue of the Rabbanon. So that's not called Sveika the Rabbanon Lekul, it's not a Safik Ashokon, nowhere near 50-50. So with the dinners, we pass like the 95%. But if you have a big Shas Adchat, then the Gemara has, and a few places in Shas, Kedai Rab Shimelis, Mechola B'Shas Adchat. So, Zachidish, it's quoted in Yerbedeya, then on rare occasions, if you have a big Shas Adchat, we consider it a Safik the Rabbanon Lekul, if it's a big Shas Adchat. Really should only be a Sufik, the Rabbanu Lahakal, if it's 50-50, or close to 50-50. Nowhere close to 50-50, 95% Lahakma, 5% Lahakal. So you say, Eilal Eilal Divil Kim Chaim, it's considered with a stretch, it's considered a Sufik Aldo, and you can even be Mekal there. So this is the significance of applying Eilal Eilal Divil Kim Chaim, not only with respect to declaring that the minority opinion is a chefsa shotor, but even halacha l'maisa. So there is such a midas chassidus to be machmer, to be choshesh for the shittas hayochid. There are limitations. Rav Moshe said if they were om de l'minya, they were together, then he thinks that that aspect doesn't apply. You don't gain anything by being choshesh. But in other cases, we'll have some more limitations as well. The Gemara has by the Eilu Divil Kim Chaim, very fascinating. The Gemara says, when Moshe Rabbeinu, the Gemara describes it as if the Rebbeinu Shlom wrote the Sefer Torah and he gave it to Moshe Rabbeinu. We usually assume the Rebbeinu Shlom dictated to Moshe Rabbeinu. The Gemara presents it, Keilu Moshe Rabbeinu. The Rebbeinu Shlom finished writing the whole Sefer Torah. Moshe Rabbeinu is standing there on top of Har Sinai and says, give me the Torah. Rebbeinu Shlom says, no, I have to put in the Tagim. So he starts writing, filling in Tagim. Moshe Rabbeinu says, we don't need those Tachkalach. Give me the Torah. What do I need the Torah? The Baruch Shalom says, no, there's going to be a big Talmud Chacham and many centuries later, Rabbi Akiva is going to darshan on all the Torah. He's going to have a kol 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 til the tilim shal halach. Usually we follow Rabbi Akiva. On this issue, we absolutely don't follow Rabbi Akiva. The Gemara doesn't quote one drasha that's based on Torah. We totally don't accept it. So what did the Baruch Shalom waste his time to put the Torah in? You see from this story, the Baruch Shalom put in Torah. That's one derech in learning. We absolutely don't accept that derech and learning, but that's one perspective. The Gemara not only don't accept, the Gemara doesn't even mention one drasha on the Tagim. It just says Rabbi Kiva darshan on all the Tagim. But that's the libud, that's the idea behind the Eilu Eilu Divil Kim Chaim. So there's one limitation that Rav Moshe says it doesn't make sense to be choshesh for the Shita Sayochid if it's om de l'minyan. Then you have in Shulchan Aruch also, if it's a shita yichido legamre, not 95% and 5% say l'hachme. Let's say it's 99% say l'hokil. And one pasuk, one shita yichido says fakir. So then the pasuk can say that doesn't count. You can always find a meiri somewhere who's going to say something unusual. Those who learn Baram Soloveitchik will remember, he always used to scream, will you stop bothering me with your meiris? He wanted to learn Gemara Rashi and Tesis in the Rambam. That's all. Once in a while, the Rashba, once in a while, the Rambam. And basically, it was Gemara Rashi and Tesis in the Rambam. He wasn't interested in all the other exotic. You're going to start learning all the Mishnah. You won't get to base on the base. You won't be able to move. So the klal is, if you have just a shita yichidah legamri, that doesn't count. The Beis Shmuel Eben Ezra talks about this. Habal Yerush Esishta only applies b'muchzav, not b'roi, like a b'chor, not till Pishtayim is older, b'muchzav, not b'roi. So there's a machlek, this big machlek. So Rishon, what's the definition of roi, what's the definition of muchzav? So by b'chor, not till Pishtayim, we pask, and there's a machlek, this hatanayim, we pask it even a halvoa that wasn't collected, the father left that money, he didn't collect the money during his lifetime, so we pass on the machlek is yesh nefel. We pass on that's roi. The poor doesn't get pishnai. So by habal yerush esishtay, that's a machlek is all the rishonim against the rimegash. Rimegash says that by habal yerush esishtay, even halvoa is considered muchzav, is not considered roi. So there's a deal whether the Bishmol quotes a discussion for the Magen Mishnah. Does the Rambam agree or disagree with the rimegash? So the Bishmol says, even if the Rambam agrees with the rimegash, it doesn't count as two independent shitas because the Rambam was so kofuf to the Rimagash. The Rambam writes what a super genius the Rimagash was. Sichlo mavis b'chol ha-Talmud. He was such a super genius. The only group to chap him on a very few cases. So that only counts as one shita, only the Rimagash. And the Rambam doesn't count as a separate shita. So such a shita yichidah, He wouldn't even, the husband wouldn't even be able to say kimli. If he's muchzik on the money, the Yerusha Dava wouldn't be able to say kimli. So it's a shita yichido, you don't apply this klal. We'll have some more limitations also. When you don't apply, when you wouldn't recommend to be choshish with the shita, so we'll get to it a little later. This is one type of a chumr that people are machmir for the shita sayochi. Avinezer has, in several of his tshuvas, he'll sometimes write a shaila. The shaila is the kind permitted to go into a matzeva shop, where they have a matzeva that was once put on top of the kever, and then they took it away and they put a different, fancier matzeva. Is the koyin muzer on tumas matzeva? Is it girl of a dofik? Is it muzer on tumas matzeva? And does the matzeva still have the tumah if it was removed from the mace? So if you mitzarf this chumah with that chumah with the other chumah, so then you'll come up with the chumah, the koyin is not. So the Avnei Nezer has, in that shul, he has several tshuvas, different areas, but he writes, Ein lona legabev chumas. You don't pile up one chumah on top of the other chumah. Too many chumas. It has to be within reason. Too many chumas doesn't make sense. You have the Vilna Gaon and his Bira Agro always just gives Mar Mekaymus for the Dinim and the Shulchan Aruch. He never cracks any jokes. So in one line, the Vilna Gaon has Mamasha a joke. The Shulchan Aruch talks about the Sandal Shel Chalitza. So the Sandal Shel Chalitza has knots on it. We make a double knot and you make a bow on top of the double knot. There's a different opinions in the Rosh whether it should be a bow or a knot, so we do both. So the Vilna Gaon writes the Loshan HaGemara, a knot, but the chalitza shoe is called chumarto. So the Vilna Gaon writes on, the Vilna Gaon always gives you a marma kermis, what's the marka? So he writes on one thing on the Ramah, chumarta du chumarta. A chumar on top of chumar, he's making fun of it. It means there's no marker. You're piling up chumars on top of chumar, he's making fun. It's a very unusual beer, bro. He usually doesn't write in Lushain, it just gives you the marma kermis, straight marma kermis. We have a principle in Yeridei and Hilchas Treifas Tarta L'Rei Yusuf. If you have a Shaila in Hilchas Treifas and there's a Makloikas and Wemekel, then there's another Shaila close to the two Reis, another Shaila and the other one, Makloikas and Wemekel, but if they're near each other, so the Rabbi came up with this Chiddush based on the Gemara, the beginning of Nigna, that if you have Tarta L'Rei Yusuf, you go to Chumr. So it's your tour. Rav Chaim Balozhiner wrote the Tshuva, included in the volume Chutam Shulosh. Chutam Shulosh has the tshuvas of the three Rashi Yeshiva from Balozhin. The first third is Rav Chaim Balozhiner's tshuvas, that's read more than the other two parts. Then the other two, they have the tshuvas of Rav Lezer Ritchie and Rav Hillel, the other two Rashi Yeshiva and Balozhin. Rav Chaim Balozhiner has a famous line there that all the history books quoted when they talk about the history of the Vilna Gaon. So the Vilna Gaon instructed him, you should never pass Kentar Kalavim's. Whatever the din is, if we pass on the Hakal Anein, Hakal Alpi, even if they're near each other, he doesn't agree with this Ravid that you have to be marked. If that's Lachal, that's Lachal, so you leave it Lachal. You don't have to pile up all of the Chumras. They say that some of the Gdolim used to say, some of the Gdolim Rabbanim in America used to say, that Mishnah Berurah has so many chumras, and Mishnah Berurah is for Bnei Yeshiva. But for Baal HaBatim, you should really paskan like the Orach HaShulchan is usually much more lenient than the Mishnah Berurah. Chumras are not for everybody. Chumras are not for everybody. The Gemara has in the Mishnah, in the first parak in Soito, when the Soito is brought to the Beis HaMikdash, we don't want her to wear fancy clothing. She's going to feel so proud of herself. She's going to wear jewelry and fancy dresses. She's going to feel so proud. In case she's guilty, she won't want to admit that she's guilty. And we don't want her to die. The Torah says if she's guilty of the loisina, then she's going to die from the mamam. She's going to have a misa mishuna. So we try to encourage her. If you're guilty, admit that you're guilty. And don't stop the whole procedure. Don't drink the mamam. So the Mishnah says if she comes with fancy clothing, we insist she has to put on a plain dress. Shouldn't have fancy. Then the Mishnah says if she has jewelry, so you insist she should take off the jewelry. So the Gemara says, isn't it a kav chaimer? Madach, if she has a nice dress, you insist she should wear a plain dress. But if she has jewelry, you have to tell her she has to remove the jewelry. The Gemara says, no. Madach, the table, one might have thought that if the woman is wearing pajamas or just a bietur, she has on jewelry, she looks more ridiculous. She looks silly. If she's wearing a nice gown, a wedding gown, then she has jewelry, then it enhances her good looks. But she's not wearing beautiful clothing, so the jewelry makes her look more ridiculous, and maybe we should let her wear the jewelry. So Mishnah says, no, even so, you insist to take off the jewelry. A lot of times you have people, they're not honest in business. Some of my best friends talk Lashon Hara. People do, they're not medak deg. They're not medak. All of a sudden, middle of nowhere, they have a chumrah. What? The chumrah doesn't fit in with you. The Gemara has in Perek Kol Abasa, the famous line, one of the Chachamim says, how do I compare to my father? I'm like Chala Bar Chamra. My father was like wine, and I'm like vinegar. Wine that sits too long, spoils, and turns into vinegar. He says, my father was a holy tzaddik. When he had fleshiks, he would wait 24 hours to have milchiks. And I don't wait so long. I just wait 6 hours. One meal to the next, I wait 6 hours. So all the Bali Musa used to say, so what's so difficult? He could have waited also, but he had to have the ice cream. He couldn't control himself. He had to have the milchiks. After 6 hours, could have also waited 24 hours. The answer is, the son felt, I'm not on the madrega. My father, what am I going to observe a chumrah? That's ridiculous for me. If you want a problem, meet his chassidus. That's what tzaddikim, chassidim, anshei maaseh, it makes sense. But a guy is not the bar hochin, he's going to be machmas, like the woman wearing the jewelry, and she's not wearing beautiful clothing, and that makes him look ridiculous. So there's sometimes that we wouldn't recommend that the person should observe such a midas chassidus. We have in the Gemara a concept of chumrah. A woman volunteers to shake a lulav. Strictly speaking, the women are potter from a mitzvah says shasmah grama. And the Gemara says that just the machloek, the woman gets reward. The only debate the Amoraim has, who gets more reward? Whether the man who's obligated or the woman who's volunteering out of the goodness of her heart. Maybe Eina Mitzvah Vyosa deserves more reward, maybe less reward. So machloek is in the Gemara. We assume the maskana that the Mitzvah Vyosa gets more reward than any tzuvias. But you see that there is such a thing as doing amidas chassidus achumra, even amikra adin yamachuyim, to volunteer to fulfill a mitzvah. The Rishonim ask Akasha, how does this fit in with the passage in the Rishalmi that says, kalapata maradava v'yasei nikra hedyot? We call him an idiot. A hedyot means an idiot, means a commoner. It's foolish, it's silly. Shulchan Aruch quotes this, the Rama quotes it in Hilchas Sukkah. If it's pouring and a person sits in the sukkah, so that's silly. So the women are potter from sukkah, the women are potter from lulav, the men are potter from shofar. The one we say that they're foolish, and we say, by the Ashkenazim, they even say a bracha. Why do they say a bracha? So the Meiri quotes this discussion, Baba Kama, when the Gemara has a discussion about Einam Tzilviyasa, who gets more reward in Perak HaChayvah. Meiri quotes that the early Rishonim have this discussion. He gives, quotes different answers. It's usually assumed, because they call this the brisker answer, and it's usually assumed that it depends whether there's a kiyum. If the woman shakes her lulav, she's not mechuyev, but there's a kiyum. If it's raining outside, and the guy's going to sit in the sukkah, it's a lack of patience, we came to the door, so he's missing one of the conditions of the mitzvah. The woman is just not mechuyev, but she has the same kedusha yisrael as the men. Why do we pass, and why do the Ashkenazim follow the rabbi in the time that the woman can recite a bracha, shekidushana b'mitzoyser b'tzivon? It's not true, it's not b'tzivon. The answer is, kidushana b'mitzoyser, the women have the same kedushas yisrael as the men. And Moshe writes in his tshuva, Moshe Rabbeinu was told by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you should take kosam el beis yankim v'sagel v'nei sol, tell the women, tell the men, atem tiyulam amlechas koinu v'goy kodesh, they have the same level of kedusha, the men and the women. Kedusha yisrael means kidushana b'mitzoyser b'tzivon. So it means that the women have the same kidshon, the same level of kedusha, the same chiyuv as the men. The only thing is the women have the same level of kedusha, the same mitzvah, and they have a ptur. If they don't want to, they don't have to. But if they want to volunteer the mitzvah, they're fulfilling what they should have been mechuyev because of the kedusha sisra. So there is a kiyum. If you're going to sit in sukkah when it's raining, there's no kiyum. So we just shifted the question, how do you know when there's a kiyum, when there's not a kiyum? Okay, so a person has to know how to learn, to understand that when you sit in sukkah when it's raining, you're lacking one of the basic conditions of the kiyum mitzvah, teishu kein tadur. There is no kiyum. Hashem came by women. If the women will shake a lulav, there will be a kiyum. There you say she even gets schar. That's not considered shtus. It's not considered shtus. There's another midas chassidus. Let's say now it's very much in style, especially in Eretz Yisrael, America also. see people going with very long tzitzis dragging on the floor. So there's a minimum shear, how long the tzitzis have to be. We're machmer, there's a machloikis, how long, so we're machmer already, should be yud beis hagudim. The other sheet is only dalet hagudim, so we're already machmer yud beis hagudim. Some have tzitzis so long, dregs on the floor. So is there a kiyum in having longer tzitzis? So Baruch Epstein has in one place in his commentary in the Torah Tmima, he quotes the Rishalmi commenting on the opening on the Mishnah, Eladram Shein Lem She'apeh about Bikurim Ba'orang, Melsalam Sama Torah. Why doesn't it say the length of the tzitzis? Rishalmi doesn't ask that. Rishalmi has something else. So Rishalmi answers, we're only listing off things that if you do more, there's a kiyum. You give more payah to the aniyim. Eladram Shein Lem She'er. So you get a bigger schar. A bikurim, you give more bikurim, so you give more matan sekunas, so there's more schar. A royan, bring another oilas ria, bring 10 oilas ria, so there's an added heder mitzvah. But if you have longer tzitzis, there's some things that there is no kiyum. If there's no kiyum, so it's nikra hedya. That's a kalapatam aradav, it's a nikra hedya. It's considered an idiot. The hedya is an idiot. It's foolish. There's no kiyum. You have another form of midas chasidus. That's based on the din and the pasuk Kishmarta mis mishmarti, and the Gemara has the comment Asu mishmeres le mishmarti. So the Mesilas Yesharim writes that a lot of people make a mistake. They think whatever Gzeiros the Tanoim thought were necessary, they instituted and they recorded it in the Talmud. Whatever they didn't institute, so what do we have to make new chumras? Whatever the Gemara didn't institute, there's no chumra. So he thinks that that's not correct. He thinks whatever it says in the Gemara, he uses a lashon, that's davar shav lechol nefesh. That applies to everybody, whether you're Talmid Chacham, you're Baal Baz, whether you live in South Africa, you live in Australia, you live in Canada, you live in New York, that applies to everybody. Whatever you do for a living, whether you're a professor in the university, whether you're a coal miner, whether you're a rabbi in a yeshiva, it doesn't make a difference. But then whatever you do for a living, If you're in the diamond business, so you're going to have certain nisyanis. So the Chachamim didn't want to make gzeiros for everybody, but you should make gzeiros for yourself. If you teach philosophy in a university and there's a chashash, you may fall on top of your courses, so you should make a gzeiros for yourself. Whatever field you're in and whatever circumstances if you're in a certain line of business, you have to make harchokas and siyogim for yourself. When the Torah instructs us, mishmatim es mishmati, asu mishmeres es mishmati, it's not speaking only to the best. Speaking l'chol yochid v'yochid. So there is room for a chumri. You shouldn't say, the Tanoim never made the chumri, so why should I add on my own chumri? It's silly. It's not silly. Every person has to make his own chumri. And there's nothing wrong with that. We would not recommend at all that a person should observe a chumri that's maybe the day kula. That's ridiculous. Then the chumra is nishkan chumra. It's going to be a kula. I remember one occasion, for a few years, I was the rabbi in Kala Das Yeshurin in Paramus, that at that time was a branch of Broya Shul. So I had a, Broya says the Roman Hagen, so I had a, every year I had to go discuss at least once a year with Rabbi Schwab what the Min Hagen are, what shitas they follow. So I remember one occasion, I think, Rabbi, there was a Lubavitcher young man who put out a sefer Hadras Pnei Zokin that you shouldn't use a shaver. You shouldn't use shavers, just like you're not allowed to use a razor, you shouldn't use a shaver. So I think Rabbi Schwab told me he gave a haskama to that sefer. Then the same young man wrote a sefer that you're not allowed to use a shekel, you have to cover your head with a tichel. Shekel is not acceptable. So Rabbi Schwab is asking me, do I know who this person is? Who is he? So I started to say, he's a bacher who learns in Lubavitch, I think in Montreal. So I said, he's a bacher. So before I finished the sentence, he says, Yidon Tutni is a bacher. Which crazy girl's going to want to marry him? He says, he can't wear a shaker. He says, I gave a haskam, I think he said, I gave a haskam on the first sefer about the shaving with the razor, with the electric, I'm not going to give a haskam on this. And he said to me, young man, when you're rabbonis, you have to learn to live with certain kulas. If you're going to be machmed everything, you're going to lose everything. If I would tell a balabatim that a sheitel is not accepted, they just won't cover the hair. So I tell them the sheitel is lachatchilas a mitzvah min amufcha and shirt, so at least I'll get them to observe the din. If you've got to be machmer, chumra, I'm really day kula. So what did you gain? That's not a chumra. They tell a famous story about the that the goy who was preparing himself to convert and was practicing observing some mitzvahs, but he wasn't yet megayer. So one of his Jewish friends told him that a goy, a nochri, is not permitted to observe Shabbos. You have to be mechal Shabbos. So he says he is mechal Shabbos. He carries the keys in his pocket. So he said, what does it help you carry the keys? But there's an Erev here. So he says, I don't hold from the Erev. You don't hold from the Erev. You're not allowed to be a Shem and Shabbos. He's not being Machmir, he's being Mekel. The din is a Nochri. He's not permitted to be to observe Shabbos. You have in Hilchas Kriya at the end of your Adaya. Sometimes you have to read Kriya. Sometimes you have to read Kriya. We can see the Kodesh Lama Rabbi and so on. So in the Pesach Tshuva, every day Hilchas Kriya, so he writes, whenever there's a Safek Kriya, you always go to Hakon. He says there's two reasons. First of all, the whole Chiyuv of Kriya is only with the Rabbanon, it's a Seika, the Rabbanon Lekula, and number two, it's a Safek Bal Tashchis. If you're not Mechuyev to rip Kriya, then you're in violation of Bal Tashchis. You have to be careful not to violate an Issa. You shouldn't do a Chumra when it's going to turn out to be a Kula. The Gemara has the famous story called a Moisiv Goreya, that the other Marishan told his wife that not only are they not allowed to eat Mitzadas, not allowed to touch the Eis Hadas. So then the Nochash came to Chava and he pushed him that she should touch the Eis Hadas, and she didn't die. And her husband told her, when Yom HaChochem Menu Mos Thomas, and other Marishan said the same as regarding touching. So then the Nochash said, you see, he didn't die by touching, so I didn't mean not going to die by eating, so he got to teach from the Eis Hadas. And the Gemara says the lesson, moral of the story is, Kala Moisa Gareh. Person adds on, sometimes you add on things. And you distort the whole picture of what the Torah is all about. There's a famous line in Pascal. Pascal was a French philosopher. So he writes that someone can have a taina against my book. He wrote Ideas in Philosophy. They can have a taina. Every idea that I have here is not original. Staatsein, I already printed in another sefer, another book. So he says you can have the same taina against a poet. When a poet writes a poem, what was he mechadish? Every word appears in the dictionary. So what was he mechadish? The answer is no. The order that you put it, what word did you put first, what word did you put second, the order changes the whole mashmois of the whole sentence. So he says in philosophy also like that. If you have a lot of ideas, you have to decide which is the ikka, which is the tofa, which is the klal, which is the etzim and klal. We have a lot of Jews who all subscribe to the 613 mitzvahs, but they think that's the ikka and that's the tofa. Living in Eretz Yisrael is more important than Shabbos and Kashrus and Taras HaMishpach. I don't think so. Living in Eretz Yisrael, Shkula, Kenek, and Kol HaMitzvahs, all the Mamori Chazal, everything. But still, how does it compare to Shabbos and Kashrus and Taras HaMishpach? The Chazal said, Guzma, whatever they meant. But it doesn't mean if you have a choice of living in Chutz Lortz and being observant, living in Eretz Yisrael and not being observant. So what kind of a choice is that? Of course, you live in Chutz Lortz and you observe all the mitzvahs. You have to know what's the klal, what's the Yetz Menach klal, and what's Dik and what's the Tofil. So maybe you're going to add on chumras, you're going to distort the whole picture of what the whole mosaic of Yiddishkeit is all about. The Gemara tells in Yuma, the beginning of the second Derek, that on one occasion, before the Mele Takon, how they're going to determine who has the right to shech the Korban Oilo, Tomet Shel Shachar. So they used to run to the Mizbeach, whoever ran within Dal Rams to the Mizbeach has the schus to shech the Korban Tomet. So once two young men were running and one beat out the other guy, so the one who lost 12 minutes, so he took his knife that was supposed to be miyuchad for shech, he stabbed the other guy to death. He killed him. So the father of the one who was just murdered, so then he pulled the knife out of his chest and they saw he was still alive, and then he died a few minutes later. So the father of the one who was just killed says, Geloib tzegot, the knife didn't become tamei. So the Gemara says, what a crackpot, what a distortion. It's mochama by him, the tumas klei amigdash and ritzichas shvichas damen. So the Gemara says, Ashayla, which was it? Did he exaggerate the chashivas of the tumas klei amigdash, or did he underestimate the chashivas of lo sirtzach? The bottom line doesn't matter. When you're going to add chumis, you're going to exaggerate. Every exaggeration is a sheker. If you're going to add on chumis, you're going to think that mitzvah is so important, and then it's going to outweigh other mitzvahs, so your whole picture of all the tayag mitzvahs is distorted. Person has to be careful. Has to be reasonable with the chumras. The Gemara talks about a concept of mechzik yuhara. The Mishnayos and Brachos have sometimes a person is not on the Madrega, he's going to observe a Chumrah in public. He's in violation. He's showing off as if he belongs to a certain category of tzaddikim, chassidim, anshei ma'aseh, which he doesn't belong to. So you're not allowed to do the chumrah because that chumrah is a kula. They tell the story about the yeshiva bacher who asked his rebbe, is it permissible to observe a certain midas chassidus or is it mechzik ki yuhara? So the rebbe said, I don't think it's mechzik ki yuhara. I think it's yuhara manch. So I remember I once had a Talmud. He used to daven in the Aguda in Washington Heights. So he used to put on his talis and fill in a home. He used to walk to shul in the street. Washington Heights, he used to walk to shul in the street. So there, they're very careful, the Yekkes are very careful not to walk with the talis in the street, because we have a lot of non-Jews in the neighborhood. They're not so enamored of the Jews. So the rabbi in the Aguda at that time was Rabbi Glucksman, the Chanel Racha. So he asked me, the boy learned in the Kol, so he asked me, I should speak to the boy. So I spoke to the boy, and I told him that joke, that the Rebbe, the Talmud once asked the Rebbe, is it Mexico? The Rebbe said, no, I think it's Yuhara Mamash. So I thought, I'm made in Yavin. I thought, he continued to walk the shul with his talis and so on. I think after a while he stopped, but the Gemara has this concern, Mishnayos, sometimes you're not permitted to observe a Chumrah, because Mechzik ki Yuhara. So you're violating a Nisa. Then the Gemara has, at the end of Perek HaChedol, I think, the end of Perek Merubah, the Gemara has, a person wants to observe a Midas Chassidus, which is Rebbe, does not observe, and he's going to observe the Chumrah in the presence of the Rebbe. So the Gemara says, Roy Lenadoso. It would have put him in Nido, except for the fact that he was such a tzaddik, he was such a, the Talmud was such an outstanding tzaddik, so they didn't put him in either. But it's quoted in the Magen Avraham, quotes in Shulchan Aruch. One is not permitted to observe a chumrah in front of the Rebbe if the Rebbe doesn't observe the chumrah. Moshe has such a tshuva, let's say I come to a shul. And the rabbi in Breuer's, Rabbi Breuer was over 90 years old, so he didn't stand by Kriya Sater. But when he was younger, perhaps he did stand, I don't know. So half of the Balabatim would stand. But you come to a shul where you have a young rabbi. The rabbi is al pidin the bar dasra of the shul. So the rabbi does not stand during Kriya Sater. It's not that he's weak, it's not that he's sick, it's not that he's old, he's healthy, and he sits during Kriya Sater. So Moshe has a tshuva. It's not permissible for you to stand, to be machmer in the prayer. He's not my rebbe, but al pidin the rabbi in the shul has a status of mordas. He's not permitted to prav amidas chasidus in the presence of the rebbe. Silas Yisharim has another klal when it's not permissible to observe a chumrah. Let's say I'm in a neighborhood where the people are not observant and they make fun of people who are shining mitzvahs. So if I'm going to do a mitzvah, they're going to laugh at me. So I have no prayer. I have to like tefillin, I have to daven, I have to say Kriya Shema. But if I'm going to volunteer something that I'm not mechuyev to do, amidas chasidus that I'm not mechuyev to do, I'm just going to cause them to sin unnecessarily. Let me not observe the amidas chasidus, so they won't. They're going to be punished for laughing at me observing the mitzvah, so let me not do amidas chasidus. That's a chumrah amvila de kula. I'm observing a chumrah, volunteering some amidas chasidus, a mitzvah that I'm not mechuyev to do. I'm going to be sinning at that. I'm going to cause them to sin by making fun of me. In such a situation, we would recommend that the person should not volunteer such a mitzvah. Or similarly, it says in Shulchan Aruch, there's a machlokes. The Rosh and the Rambam, where the one is chayv in tzitzis balayla. So let's say a person wants to put on an arba kampis at night. So midas chasidus not to go dalan amas without arba kampis, but he's going to put on an arba kampis at night. So it's a machlekes for the chayv in tzitzis. The Rambam holds layla is no mitzvah tzitzis, and the Rosh holds that the Rosh says that only at tzus layla pajamas are put, but if it's tzus yom balayla, then you are chayv in tzitzis. So in such a situation, if the person puts on the abakans for this, we would say he shouldn't say a bracha, because Safik bracha is lakal, according to the Rambam, he's saying a bracha levatola. So Shulchan Aruch says, better not to put on the abakans by Lila. What are you going to, because we assume there's some kind of an iser, it's not proper to perform a mitzvah without saying a bracha. So in this situation, you're not allowed to say a bracha. Safik bracha is lakal, because of the machlek is with a Lila. Whether Laila is exempt legamri from the mitzvah tzitzis. So the Shulchan Aruch writes, when the chazan says slichas, he's going to put on a talis and not, he shouldn't put on his own talis, because then he's putting himself into a situation he's doing, he's performing a mitzvah without a bracha. That's not the proper thing to do. So the Etchik used to say the Shita Sarabim means that the Birchas HaMitzvah is Mater Asiyas HaMitzvah. You need a heter to learn Torah, you need a heter to do mitzvah. So the heter is the reciting of the brachas. And whenever you can avoid it, if you have a, let's say it's a Safik, but I was Yotzin Itilos Lulav in the morning, so I have to shake again, and I don't say a bracha, because Safik brach is lawful. But about the tzitzis, so don't put on the tzitzis. Better not to put on the tzitzis balayla, because you're not mechuyev to. If you wear a four corner garment, you have to put in tzitzis. Don't put on the four corner garment, you won't be mechuyev to. That's a chumra hamaviyah lidei kula. You want to be machmir, because maybe lidei kula. Here, this year, Vishnas HaShmita. So in Eretz Yisrael, you have this big issue. There are those. So they have here instituted for many centuries already, from the 1600s, they have the Heta Mechira. So Heta Mechira is a big debate, very questionable Heta Mechira. The question really is for the farmers, for the consumers, much less of the Shaila. Shaila is, Taisus on the last half, and Yivamus quotes her, I mean, in time that Mishumer is also, if the farmer wasn't Mapke, his payers, you're not allowed to eat it. So Rav Rishon don't accept it, Rabbeinu Tam. The Chazon Ish in his Sefer says, then we don't pass him like the Rabbi Natan. In the private letters, they quote that he recommended some of his Mukurabim that they should be choshish for the Rabbi Natan. Then we don't pass him like that. Then the other shot is never, but also then we don't pass him never. So Mikaradin, you can eat Heta Mechira. The Heta Mechira issue is the senior shot is really for the farmers, much less of a shayla for the consumers. But why not be choshish? So because they're choshish, so what do they do? So they buy payments from the Arabs. By the Paris and the Arabs, there's not a shayla there. You're supporting our good friends, the Arabs. That's really a chumra. Amavila de kula. So the question, is it right to be machmer? Maybe you shouldn't. Maybe it's better to buy ready the heta mechira rather than to buy from the Arabs. So this is an ongoing debate. Every 7 years, you have this debate all over again. The principle is that it doesn't make sense to observe a chumra amavila de kula. The question is, how do you weigh in this situation? Do you say that that the chumra is so valuable that we should recommend it or not? These are some of the considerations involved in observing chumras. Sometimes the chumra is a person feels that he needs a shmarta mes mishmarti. He personally needs siyog. I say siyog la Torah goes, and every individual has to make a siyog. Sometimes if a person is on a madrega, so it makes sense to him to be choshish for the Shita Sayachid, but to do it in front of Rav Moshe Feinstein. I'm going to prab a chum in front of Rav Moshe Feinstein that he doesn't observe. The Gemara says you're not allowed to do that. That's a chum hamavila de kula, and so on. So one has to be careful. The chumras have to be reasonable, and it has to be a shouldn't. If the person knows who he is, he knows he's a chalabacham, he knows he's not on the madrega, so it's a ridiculous thing that he should be prabbing chumras. He's so careful about all the other 612 mitzvahs and this mitzvah should add on more chumras. So it's Kedai, the same Rabbanan that we ask all of our shaylas to, we should ask these shaylas as well, whether it makes sense to observe this chumra, that chumra, the other chumra. And the Rabbanan will tell us. Thank you very much.